Welcome back, guys, to the Late Night Talk podcast. It's your boy Dre, and I'm here with my co-host Janae.
What's up?
Yeah, Mac ain't here. He's kind of under the weather, so it's just the two of us tonight. So
we're
gonna get into some interesting topics that's been going around in the space. You know what I mean? Most of you guys may have heard about some of these already. May have your own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Be free to share them in the comments, you know what I mean, whether you agree or disagree with what we're saying. You know what I mean? I always check the comments, so always reach out, share your point of view, and let's see where it goes from there. So what are we talking about tonight?
Well, did he do it or did he not?
I don't know if he did it.
Did he do it? Oh my goodness, this is insane.
It's crazy.
Sex trafficking, drugs. I don't know what to think. Is he 100% innocent? Probably not. In general, a lot of celebrities have either been outed or they themselves have told stories about, you know, the music industry, you know, them having to do things that might be unethical or, you know, things that aren't standard to really progress and be as successful as they are. So do I think he's innocent? No. I just don't know what to believe because there's just so much.
What he's exactly guilty of.
Mm-hmm. And there's just so much. Everybody having their opinions, comments, you know, they're trying to drag everybody and anybody, 50 Cent, Baby Mom and Miami and everybody trying to drag everybody into it.
Even
and
J-Lo's name has been called.
Mm-hmm.
Shine,
mm-hmm.
Shine, like a whole bunch of people, like pretty much everything that his name has been. The only thing I haven't heard much people talk about in this whole fiasco is the whole Tupac thing. I haven't heard it been brought back up, just yet.
Mm-hmm.
People are more paying attention to the sex trafficking part and mm-hmm. what that part entails in terms of like who went to the parties and who did what,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So that's pretty much most of the talks that has been going on, and I'm not gonna lie, the internet has not been kind to him.
Ooh.
Like ooh. When I go on Facebook in like the AI groups and stuff,
oh my goodness, like
people be making
frying him,
making writing prompts for the AI to come up with images. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? There's images of him running from the cops, images of him fleeing on the jet, images
drinking Ciroc.
Images of him fleeing with the Ciroc, like there's so many stuff. But being that we've mentioned the Ciroc, and all of this is allegedly, like mm-hmm. do you think all of this is happening? Well, a lot of stuff has been talked about prior to this though, but nobody paid much attention to it. But do mm-hmm. you think most of this is because he sued the company that he works with Ciroc? I don't remember the name of the actual. Not it's not just Ciroc. It's like there's a head company that governs
mm-hmm.
everything else.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like honestly for me, I feel like I was on Instagram one day and it was calm, and then I went on Instagram the next day and it was the allegations, and then the next day it was his home being raided and his kids arrested or at least handcuffed.
Yeah, the progression of the whole thing is like
quick,
this quick. But As I was saying before I asked you the question, like there has been people coming out against him, like people he used to mm-hmm. rock with and he don't be rocking with them no more. They'll be saying stuff, but I guess because of who he is, a lot of people never really paid attention. They'd be like, oh, that's just a disgruntled ex-worker mm-hmm. or ex-friend mm-hmm. or whatever. But then, and it could also be coincidence, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because if you think about what happened with him and the Cassie situation, that's mm-hmm. kind of what really had people like,
mm-hmm.
okay, let's see. Because after Cassie came out and talked, then you heard people came back up with the rumors about what happened to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It was
and they were trying to say he got rid of her because she was going to write a book or she was going to mm-hmm. tell all book or something to that effect
mm-hmm.
about his whole life
mm-hmm.
and he got rid of her because of that, which all of this is just allegations. I'm mm-hmm. just talking off the top of my head of the stories that we see out there in social media. Mm-hmm. So it could have started from that whole Cassie thing.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely went downhill after that. Even Cassie's lawyer, when the allegations, I think the first day all the allegations came out, his lawyer or her lawyer made a statement pretty much like, yeah, we hope justice is served, whatever, whatever. Kind of seeming like he was guilty and kind of alluding, you know, the allegations have some truth to it based off of the whole situation, even the whole Cassie and him situation.
Yeah,
she made the papers that she was going to take him to court, whatever, whatever. And then they ended up settling outside of court. So it brings you to wonder, what were Cassie's claims and what was going to be used as evidence and, you know, whatever, right. whatever.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I remember when that whole Cassie situation happened, like, you know, I think I was on YouTube live or whatever, and I was talking to a bunch of my friends about it. And one person was saying, so I said, don't you think it's kind of an admission of guilt in a sense, where somebody would rather settle out of court for a certain sum just to not go to court and defend it? Because if I know I'm innocent,
mm-hmm.
and I have the money to go as far as you want to go with this, because I have my lawyers, I have the money,
mm-hmm.
so I know you don't have as much money as I do, so I can wear your lawyer out or wear you out, where you got to be like, you know what, it ain't worth it because I ain't mm-hmm. got no more money to spend. So why didn't he go forward with it? And the person was like, nah, he just don't want to be, don't want his name mixed up in that. And it's his girl, it's his ex-girl. He just rather pay the money.
And
I'm
now
like,
look.
I'm like, to me, like, and this is not me saying he's guilty of anything. Like, we're just reasoning based mm-hmm. on the facts that we're given. Because mm-hmm. everybody is innocent until proven guilty. So mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's guilty of anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, it kind of just seemed weird that mm-hmm. he would rather pay her off than go to court to say, yo, and believe in the justice system to say, yo, I'm not guilty, and the court is going to prove me that mm-hmm. I wasn't guilty of any of this.
And maybe he wasn't fully 100% innocent, but there was one little part that he knows that she may have against mm-hmm. him, or, you know, something that could come out that would make it roll into a snowball of a bigger situation or bigger problem. I mean, I agree. I think if he is as innocent as he says he is, I would have taken it to court.
Because
you're not finna slander me and everything.
Especially like in cases like that. I think it was a civil case, so it wasn't like a criminal case. It mm-hmm. was just so that even made it worse. Like if it's a civil case, there's more than likely there wouldn't be any jail time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's because the civil case is like a me against you type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So in that case, I think, well, I don't know. If that was me, I think that's the route I would have taken if I know for a fact that
mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything.
My story is airtight.
And then after I win, I'm karma suing. Because
mm-hmm.
you slandered
emotional
my name.
Emotional damage.
Yeah, you slandered my name. You made malicious claims. Mm-hmm. What's the other word? When you call somebody out of their name, they got like this.
Assaulted my character. Defamation of
defamation
character.
Defamation of character. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. That's what I would hit back with. But then he paid her. But then you see he paid her off. But it seems like now that all this it comes up, it's like it made no sense you paid her, because mm-hmm. her lawyer came out and said some things with that's kind of making us look like.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like,
mm-hmm.
what did he just say? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't. I don't know.
I can't wait to see how this all unfolds. What do you think is going to happen? Is he going to go to jail? Is he going to, like, have to pay restitution? Is he, like, what do you think is going
to
happen?
To be honest, none of the scenarios that I'm looking at, I don't see him coming out with a win. He's either going to go, maybe not broke, but he's going to lose a lot of money. He's going to lose a lot of respect, a lot of what he has going for him, and or he's going to do some serious jail time.
Mm-hmm.
Based on all the stuff that they've been saying in all the videos that have been surfacing, because like none of the videos that have surfaced has painted him in a good light. Not
nope.
one. From like conversations with with other celebrities, to conversations with Justin Bieber or Usher or whoever it is, none of it looks good, because it's all corroborating what people are saying. Mm-hmm. Especially him being like in the light of a person that was like grooming young men for either himself or other mm-hmm. male celebrities. Like Cuba Gooding name got mm-hmm. called, and you ooh, know
thrown around a lot.
He also had a lot of stuff against his name that he fought in court, and some he settled and some he didn't do jail time, but you know what I mean, I don't remember what one of the cases with one of the females, what happened. And I think, I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, but I think also there was another case that came up recently, other than the ones that he already beat.
That sounds familiar.
So, like, with his name now being thrown in the mix, you're kind of like you know, because you grew up watching these people on TV and you kind of have that perception of what they show you on TV. Like, mm-hmm. this is how they are. Like, you see Cuba Gooding as this clean-cut, nice person, but then when you hear these allegations,
you're like, what? Name,
like you're trying to like, what do I, what, you don't know what to think. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you're like, wow, like really, could he actually have done this? Like,
like, you know, I can't picture Diddy in jail, like paying out money, like losing like a civil case with Cassie, whatever, paying out money for whatever, that's like a disgruntled ex, or you know, just a non-amicable separation with a previous partner. Sure, I can see that. But like jail time for trafficking and drugs and whatever, and grooming for other men, like that just seems so far-fetched. Because like you said, I used to watch him when he had Making the Band, and that's when, what is it, Dainty Kane came about. Songs were fire, by the way. But like seeing him like that, and then the Ciroc, and then you just see him in the Bad Boys videos and just everything like that, like that's who Diddy is, you know, somebody who's a successful black man who, you know, kind of did the American Idol, the black version of American Idol, to get another group out there. That's who you see. You don't see like the sex trafficking kind of thing.
You see a successful black man mm-hmm. that came from nothing pretty mm-hmm. much to being, I don't know if he got to the billions yet, but if he's not, mm-hmm. he's close. But mm-hmm. then again, talking about the money, I also saw another article that he owes what's the figure? Was it 60 something million or 640 million?
He got it.
it was a lot of zeros, but I know there was a six that he owed in mortgages for three homes or some shit.
Lord.
So it's like they're pretty much putting every bad news out there, like no matter what it is, if it's a negative, people are putting it out there. Because I'm like, not because he's rich or we think he's wealthy, doesn't mean he can't have a lien on a car or have a mortgage. But they're making it seem like, oh, he's broke because he got mm-hmm. this amount in mortgages. Mm-hmm. I'm like why?
How do we know it's those three houses? He just didn't pay his mortgage as of that point when the article came out or when they got that information.
I don't know,
and it's three houses. I'm sure they're luxury houses.
There's like also what's happening too, there's a lot of character assassination going on too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just putting out like the allegations. It's like everything that they can actually think of that's a negative is being thrown at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So to answer the question again about, I think there's going to be some form of jail time, because I think at the rate they're going, that's what they want. Because if you think of all the celebrities that have been caught up in anything as big as this, they all did jail time, from the Bill Cosbys to the R. Kellys to whoever. Whether it be drugs or whatever, if they get caught up in something this big, most of the time it ends in them doing jail time, at some form of jail time. I really don't see him getting off without doing some jail time.
That's tough.
And if he does do jail time, it's not gonna be like a 10 years or whatever. It's going to be a lot.
That's tough.
Because I'm just basically, and why I'm saying this, if any of what has been put out there has any truth to it, people are gonna fold. They're not gonna want to take his side, whether they were in the room with him or not. A lot of people are gonna be taking plea bargains, especially the females. Because remember, a lot of females that names have been called are not victims. Their names have been called as if they're
an accomplice,
or they're in conspiracy to do some of this stuff. Because, what's her name? The Miami girls. Mm-hmm. Her name was called as her being like, kind of like a drug mule or somebody that was bringing him drugs.
The and pink then, something or whatever. Yeah, it's like and ecstasy
then, and then
with.
And then the case with J-Lo got called up again about her being the person that brought the gun in the club. Because, you know, they don't search females as much as they do men. And then they're celebrities, too. So, you know what I mean? So, it's alleged that she was the one that brought the gun in that Shine supposedly used to I don't know if... Yeah, I think somebody got shot, but nobody died. Mm. And Shine went to prison for that. And then, you know, the whole back and forth about Diddy didn't do enough for Shine or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he got deported. And he's now kind of like, you know what I mean, dabbling in politics in Belize. I think he had gotten a chance to come back to the U.S., didn't he? Like, last year or something? I think he did.
I think he was trying to. No,
he
to.
Did. I think he did come back. Cause he,
I know he was trying to.
Did, he did come back, and he did go to, like, an award show. I don't remember. Like, if anybody knows, because I don't have my computer here to fact-check some of this stuff, but I think he did... he did get a chance to come back to the U.S. You know what I mean? But with all of that stuff, like, all these people, like, I don't think all these people are going to ride for Diddy.
Oh, especially absolutely
especially with what their names have been called on against. Like, the who's who.
He did.
He did, yeah, right?
He came back to visit in August of 2021.
Yeah, well, okay. Whoa, it was... Damn, time flies. I thought it was last year. But I do remember... Mm-hmm. There was a big thing, like, everybody was happy to see him or whatever. I do remember him actually coming back. But as I said, like, not a lot of these people are going to want to ride for him.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? No matter how much of a friend they are or whatever, like, these allegations aren't normal.
Nope.
Like, if, say, all of their what they're saying, and he's found guilty of everything, as I said, there's going to be a lot of jail time, and none of these people that names have been called along with him are not going to go sit down and do these years with him.
Because see, stuff
even
like
if
that
they get
sticks.
Half the time he's going to get, people are going to like, people are going to cop out and say, "Oh, it wasn't me, it was him, and he told me to do this," and they're going to be plea bargains like crazy.
Because sex trafficking sticks. You know, if somebody goes to jail for like robbery, you know, concealed weapon, whatever, that's okay, you had a gun,
yeah, you did your
okay
time,
you stole candy or clothes or whatever from the store, sure. But sex trafficking, that's like a whole different type of level, whole different area of like sticking with you, like following you forever. Can't trust you around kids, can't trust you, who can you be trusted around?
But can you imagine Diddy, say, hypothetically speaking, he does his time, if he doesn't get a lot of time, like, say for instance they just found him guilty in one case and he did like maybe say like 5 years or whatever, and he comes back home, he's gonna have to register as a sex offender. Like,
that's crazy.
There's you know, like, he's lost so much money, so much business in such short time, because he either had to sell businesses or relinquish his what's the word, man?
Assets?
His affiliations with certain businesses or whatever. So that's a lot of money
gone,
like a lot of off respect rip. Gone. Like, even if he's proven innocent, a lot of these companies are not gonna want to work with you again, because your name has already been through the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's a wrap. They're not gonna want to sponsor anything that has his name on it. Like, no, they're not gonna take that chance.
That's gonna be hard to come back from. If he's found,
if it was like a one case thing, but with so many, and so, and like, as I said, people as have always been saying stuff, but the masses weren't paying attention. But now, like, it seems like, being that it came up and so much stuff is about, it's like people are like, oh shoot, I remember that guy had said something, and they go repost it, and then
find it from years ago.
This guy has been saying this, like, there's so many videos, bro. Like, either people who he wanted to sign them and they didn't sign, and then they came and said, I didn't sign because of this, like, I didn't like it over there because it seems like you had to do this to get that, and like, I'm like, whoa, like, it got, like, there's another person too that has been getting it really bad since this whole thing, and it's Meek. Like, they've been doing Meek bad, bro. Like,
oh my goodness, analyzing his lyrics and everything. They put him in some of the AI things too. Yep,
there's a lot. There's like photos of him and Diddy, like, in the dressed alike, all types of stuff. They're making it seem like he was he was a side chick type of thing.
Yeah,
like,
they're making it
I'm like, yo,
that was his partner, his little sneaky link.
Yeah, bro. Like, there's this audio going around, seemingly of two guys going at it, and they're trying to say that it's the both of them, but I think I saw somebody in the comments said, nah, that this audio is from Snowfall. So I don't know,
you just gotta watch Snowfall. Honest,
it was gross. I couldn't listen it to try to differentiate whose voice is what. Like, I couldn't listen to it. It was that bad. Like, you know when you stumble up on something and you're, it's kind of like, it was a reel, so I was like watching a few reels on Facebook, and then that one came up. So by, like, I'm hearing the audio and I'm like, what the hell is this? Then I started to read the caption, and I was like, hell no. And then the first thing I do, I ran to the comments to see what people were saying, and then
gotta go to the comments.
And then I'm like, once I saw that one person said, nah, this is an audio from Snowfall, I was like, yeah. You know what I mean? I kind of wanted to believe that person. So I was like, okay, yeah, I don't need
somebody
to
let us know.
Yeah, I don't need to listen.
Y'all do the research for us and come back.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need to listen anymore to this. And then the weirdest thing too, like, why would you post something like that? Like,
they to sell the story, to make Diddy look like much of a bad guy.
There's also this thing too going around where people are like, it's your own black people, or people are trying to tear him down or this or whatever. I'm like, it's not really your own black people, because, like, anybody whose name gets called up in anything like this, there's always going to be a period of time where that's all people are going to be talking about.
Right.
When it was, then again, a lot of people aren't talking about that Nickelodeon stuff. But
They are. So they aren't, because people, I feel, are, like, but Diddy is that, the more, yeah, bigger.
Yeah, people, yeah, because figure. Even though it's Nickelodeon, the guy who's been called, who's they, is not really
Dan.
I don't remember his name. He's not really a bigger celebrity as Diddy. So no. I think that's why. So people are kind of like putting the both together, and like, oh, so you guys aren't talking about this because he's white, but because Diddy's black. I'm like, not really. It's because of
Diddy is up here.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's Diddy, his name, bro. Is like, Dan. Diddy has been a celebrity since. Maybe he's what, his early 20s? If maybe not teens. So his whole adult life has been a celebrity. And everybody knows him. So who you think they're gonna talk about more?
Quiet on set.
They're gonna talk about him more. And even that, the Epstein case, a lot of people was talking about that. Even to this day, people still talk about that.
Schneider, Dan Schneider.
Yeah, so. But, you know, people are still talking about it.
They are.
So I don't think it's a black tearing down black thing, but it's just that there's a lot of black platforms. And most black people follow the black platform. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're going to see. How much of them follow the white podcasts or, you know what I mean, that are going to talk about the mm-hmm. that Dan guy or the Epstein guy or, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's kind of what you follow and what you pay attention to. That's really what you're going to see because mm-hmm. that's what you follow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's a case where people are trying to tear him down. Like, I get it. A lot of people are jeering him and they're turning him, they're using him as memes or whatever. But that's what mm-hmm. happens. It happens to everybody.
Especially like, nowadays.
Once you're a celebrity and something negative comes out about you, people are going to do that.
And not even that. Once you're a celebrity, period, everything you do is scrutinized. Whether you feed the homeless or donate money or you walked out of your house looking like you just rolled out of the bed, every little thing gets scrutinized.
Everything.
So, we shall see. Dun, dun, dun.
Everything. And before we finish off this PDD part of it, today also, you know, I mean, doing research for whatever we were going to talk about, I saw this reel where they posted some awkward moments where adults were talking to Justin Bieber, like, it grossed me out, bro.
He's a weird character.
No, it wasn't him. Like, this was when he was just entering the entertainment. Like, he was around, like, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way grown people were treating him, asking him about sex or asking if he lost his virginity and stuff like that. And it wasn't just only men. It was also women. Like, the way...
Yeah, that's weird.
He had to be, like, telling him, yo, I'm 15, like...
That's weird.
Let's talk about my music. Let's talk about mm-hmm. my album. I'm like, whoa, like
he's still weird to me.
but then if he's weird, maybe the trauma from like him going through that
maybe
made him weird. You know, maybe what I mean? Like
I don't put it past the music
lie.
Industry.
I'm not gonna lie. Like there was this one where you know the guy that did I don't know if that show is still on air, but where he did like karaoke in the car with the celebrities. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Adele's video with him in the car with very popular. Oh.
I don't remember his name, though, but it was a karaoke thing in the car. If you remember, type it in the comment section. But him, there was a video where he was, I think it was an award show, but he was either the host or he was doing interviews with who were nominated or who won or whatever. So he came to sit at a table with Justin and he like literally went over and smelled him. He's like, oh, you smell good. I never smelled like that when I was 15. And like, and the way he was like, it just seemed so sensual. And you could see the kid was scared. I was like, I'm like, bro, you're a grown man. Like, why are you like, he was trying to touch him. And I'm like, this just doesn't seem right.
No, the music industry, I think, is very corrupt.
There's another award show, too, where he received an award. And then this lady just went over and hugged him and just started to kiss him all over his neck. And I'm like, it was some crazy stuff happening in that video. Then
the
last one I'm going to talk about is this. He was on this talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And you would never guess. And all of this happened while he was a minor.
Mm-hmm.
This lady asked him, would you rather eat a jar of worms or perform naked?
Neither for $500, Alex.
And the dude was like, can we talk about my music? Like, you know, his little voice. I'm like, why would you ask a 15-year-old kid, like, what? Like,
yeah, it was crazy. People are weird. People that... And crazy. I get, like, to a certain extent, asking certain things to, you know, go viral or whatever. But there's a certain boundary that you just don't cross. Like, I would have never asked that. Would you rather sing for your old high school or... I don't know. Sing in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship or something. Like, I don't know, something like that.
Like the line of questioning was off, like off. And I think it was this lady, Melissa McCarthy or something. I don't remember her name. It grossed me out. You know what I mean? Like, I just kind of put myself in his shoes. And you could see how uncomfortable they made him.
Mm.
You could see that. Because, you know, another thing too, you got to realize. At 15, being thrown out in the world like that to be a super celeb. Because, you know, he had hits at that age. He was, like, blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
So to leave from being, like, a regular kid to being, like, known all over the world, that alone at 15 is a lot to deal with. But then mm-hmm. you're thrown into an industry that is majority populated by adults, people mm-hmm. who are either twice your age or older. And then you're literally like, because you got to understand, if he goes to do a show, he may be the only 15-year-old in that mm-hmm. in that venue.
Because
mm-hmm. he's not performing for kids his age. He's performing for 18-year-olds and over. Because more than likely, those events, you mm-hmm. got to be at least 18 to attend.
Right.
So he's predominantly surrounded by adults. So he's seen stuff that he may have never seen. He's seen people making out in the crowd, like people groping each other, people doing, and not to imagine what he's seen backstage. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, because you already know, he's 15.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have manager and handlers who are older than him.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have the girls who want to be with Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't be with him because he's 15.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen to those girls when they go backstage? Who is manager, is whoever else males that are there, they're going to take those girls and they may have been doing stuff with those girls in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's a lot of trauma right there.
For, mm-hmm.
So as you said, him being weird, a lot of that may have caused it. It's like sometimes, like, your child has a talent. You want them to excel. You want them to do good. You want them to go out there and live their best life. But at the same time, like, to what's end?
Mm-hmm.
What sacrifice are you willing to take? Like, you're willing mm-hmm. to sacrifice them being a child before they get to be a teen or an adult
mm-hmm.
to, like, I don't know. It's a huge price to pay. It's just crazy.
Absolutely. I don't know. The music industry as a whole is, I mean, there be some good music sometimes.
No, the music is good. The music is not the problem.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But overall.
Predominantly, mostly, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, and you see artists that aren't caught up in these scandals or whatever, they say it all the time, like, the music industry is just hard. You really have to be on your own path, but kind of give in to these producers or these managers or record labels to actually be successful. So it's very, very nasty work.
Not gonna lie. If I would have to choose, knowing what I know now, or not what I know or what I hear, because I don't mm-hmm. actually know if these things happen, I would rather my regular life.
Absolutely.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
You could keep the photo ops, concerts. You
know, like, how many child stars made it to being an adult and live, like, a normal life? How many?
Neither
of them.
The most
that do it?
None of them.
They're no longer a part of the entertainment industry. Just mm-hmm. for what they went through, they'd be like, you know what?
I'm good.
I can't take no more of this. I'm mm-hmm. going to go live a regular life. Like,
mm-hmm.
for the ones that stay, or at least try to stay, they're either hooked on drugs, they're suicidal, they're, like, there's so much stuff that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
And all because of the trauma that they've witnessed, the stuff that they've been through, and the stuff that adults put them through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mingle with this person, go to this party because these people are going to be here, and oh, just live a little, you'll be all right.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. This one time. Sure. Yeah, it's crazy out here. I don't know. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think. Diddy is gonna. You know.
Yeah. So do you think, I'm not gonna ask if he's guilty or not guilty because I don't wanna hear that part, but what do you think is gonna be the outcome of these proceedings? You know, what do you think is gonna happen? Leave your comments. Tell us what you think. Like, share, subscribe. Until next time.